The president will be keeping an eye on the Senate, where the debate on campaign finance reform starts today. The main bill under consideration was written by Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold. NPR's Peter Overby is here. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
The president is not close with John McCain, not a big fan. Does he support this bill, President Bush?
Well, the president and McCain both say they support campaign finance reform, and they both admire each other greatly for doing so. That's about as far as it goes. The main difference is on soft money, the big unregulated contributions that members of Congress and presidential candidates and presidents raise for the party committees. McCain would ban all soft money. The president thinks that goes too far. He would ban soft money from corporations and unions. But as far as rich people goes, he believes that an individual has a constitutional right to give as much as they want. And they do agree on one thing, though. McCain doesn't want the president to veto the McCain-Feingold bill. The president doesn't want to be in the position of having to veto a bill that is labeled campaign finance reform.
What's the history of this bill? How many times has it been up for a vote?
It has been up almost every year since 1996, and there's been a pattern to it. Every year it would come up, there would be a filibuster threat from the Republican leadership. They wouldn't be able to get enough votes to break the filibuster, and Mitch McConnell, the leader of the opposition, would pronounce the bill dead.
The senator from Kentucky.
That's right. Yeah.
So should fans of campaign finance get their hopes up this time?
I don't know if they should get their hopes up, but the situation is dramatically different. John McCain made campaign finance reform an issue, of course, in his presidential campaign last year. He just hammered on it, you know, week after week. And there's been a residual effect from that on Capitol Hill. Last fall in the Senate campaigns, five anti-reform Republicans lost, and they were replaced by five pro-reform Democrats. So the math changed. This time around, the leadership promises no filibuster, and it's shaping up to be the broadest debate that the Senate has had on how we should finance our political system, the broadest debate since the 1970s.
And opponents of the bill, how do they plan to kill it?
With amendments. They want to have amendments to knock out provisions. They would try to replace the soft money ban with a proposal from Chuck Hagel. He's the Republican senator from Nebraska. He's been working with the White House. Hagel doesn't want to ban soft money. He wants to put a $60,000 per year per donor cap on it. There's also going to be an amendment to knock out a provision that would regulate issue ads by outside groups. And then there are going to be lots of little amendments, raising limits on hard money, providing cut-rate TV time for candidates.
This one having to do with the unions, right?
Yes, paycheck protection. The prospects for that one aren't real bright, from my understanding. It would tell unions that when they wanted to spend dues money on politics, they would have to go to every union member every year to get permission to do that.
So here we are, doubtful that campaign finance reform is going to happen again, and yet the public overwhelmingly supports this.
When the public is asked about it, in certain ways they overwhelmingly support it. If you ask the question other ways, it barely registers as an issue. The more broadly you frame the question, the stronger the support is.
NPR's Peter Overby.